And we move to the fifth case today, U.S. versus Dalhart.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Matt Warzen. I'm here on behalf of Kenneth Douthard. This is a Fourth Amendment case arising out of the Northern District of Illinois. In the proceedings below, Judge Reinhart denied Douthard's motion to suppress, holding that he believed, Officer Amy Kennedy believed, that she had probable cause to pull Douthard over for not wearing his seatbelt. We ask that this court reverse that order as being inconsistent with hundreds of years of United States Supreme Court precedent.
That but you know, Mr. Warzen, is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What I wonder about here is whether we're really quibbling about phrasing, though, because what Officer Kennedy testifies is, you know, I thought I saw him without the seatbelt. I mean, she's testifying maybe in a clumsy way. She's testifying about a personal observation. She's not testifying about a subjective matter. I thought it was hot outside. I thought it was cold outside, or any of a number of subjective things. And as I read the district court's opinion, even though I think the wording is unfortunate because it leads to the question that you've raised, it looks to me like the court believes that she saw, you know, that her perception that she's telling was that there was no seatbelt. If but, that's the case, then that's really just, that's her perception, and if there's no seatbelt, she's entitled to stop the car for a traffic stop and everything else follows.
What Judge Reinhart failed to do, however, is in his order, he didn't take the necessary next step of making factual findings. Findings of fact that the government proves that would support a prudent police officer's belief that
but
the seat...
What would those findings look like? I mean, she testifies, here's where my car was. I mean, I realize there's some fussing about that, but the judge seems to find in the government's favor there. You know, she says where she is. She says he's making the turn. She sees that he's not wearing a seatbelt. You know, a reasonable... How do you say would a reasonable officer have seen no seatbelt there?
Judge Wood, the correct finding of fact would have been adopting Officer Kennedy's story that she observed the seatbelt off when Douthard took a right turn, lending a reasonable person a clear view that the seatbelt was off. Judge Reinhart never took that necessary
step. What
he
said is, I believe that it is correct that she thought he did not have it on.
Which is totally subjective. He believes...
Well, he's making a finding, right?
He's finding that he believes...
He believed her.
He's making a finding about her perception. I mean, we're actually getting fairly existential here, but he's making a finding that her perception was there was no seatbelt.
He's not
quite saying, you know, I'm going to swear that her perception was accurate, but how can he do that?
That is not what his order says. He says that he believes that she believed that she had probable cause. That turns the whole...
This is from the transcript. And that can be considered as well. I mean, you know, this is a district judge listening to this motion to suppress. He actually spent some considerable time on it, I thought, with regard to it. And he said, I believe her. What else does he have to do?
He says he believes that she believed that she had probable cause. That turns the whole probable cause determination over the executive branch of the government, the judicial
function. Wait a minute. It, the transcript says, I believe that it is correct that she thought he did not have it on, which means she had probable cause. Right?
We disagree, Your Honor. What should have happened is Judge Reinhart should have made findings of fact that would support a reasonable person's belief. This record... The government failed to prove any fact that would give Officer Kennedy a clear view of whether or not the seatbelt was on or off. And what is more, based on this record, there are at least two instances in this record.
You're not saying it's impossible. It's not an issue of impossibility that she could see that he had a seatbelt on or off, right?
That is not what we're saying. It was not impossible. However,
then he wouldn't have to make any findings other than he believed that she believed he didn't have a seatbelt on.
Judge Kaney, on this record, there is still the burning question of whether or not Douther took a left-hand turn. That was his testimony. That was the testimony of another passenger in the vehicle, that they turned left from Central to Auburn. And this is a very important fact that Judge Reinhart never made a finding of fact on. If Douther took a left-hand turn, number one, he would have been farther away from Officer Kennedy. And number two, it's possible that the front seat passenger would have blocked Officer Kennedy's view. Now, if...
Well, that's why I'm getting to the impossibility issue. I mean, if it was impossible for her to see it, whichever way he turned, that would be, you know, if it's impossible, if she turned one way, she couldn't see it. If it turned the other way, she could, and there it becomes critical. But if it's possible she could see the seatbelt from whether he turned right or left, it really doesn't make any difference, does it?
And this record still has those questions left unanswered, and this was...
But that's all about whether he's proceeding northbound or southbound on Central Avenue, right?
That's correct.
So if he's stopped at Central Avenue at Auburn, and she's over there on Auburn heading westbound, doesn't seem to be any dispute about that, she could glance over and see him, probably. I mean, I realize where a driver sits is closer to the middle of the road, but until he's into the turn, nobody would block the view.
But it's not... The government didn't prove that she had a clear view, and that's what the Henry case requires, that the judicial function is to make these findings of fact, that the government has the burden of proving, so that a reasonable person would believe that the seatbelt was on or off, was off. On this record, we don't know that. The question is left unanswered. The government failed to prove any fact that would support a prudent police officer's belief that the seatbelt was off. And what is more, Your Honors, is that on this record, there are at least two other instances where either it's established, all the evidence shows that either Officer Kennedy did not have a clear view, or she couldn't recall one way or the other if the seatbelt was on or off. At page 23 of Douthert's appendix, you will find the testimony of Officer Kennedy repudiating her police report that she authored on the night of the incident. On April 7th, she prepared a police report stating that she observed the seatbelt off as she followed him on Auburn. And at page 23, you will see her testimony saying that that police report is incorrect, that it shouldn't have said Auburn, that actually she viewed the violation on Central. And this is all consistent with one of the findings that Judge Reinhart did make. At page 28-3 of Douthert's appendix, you will see Judge Reinhart stating that there was no evidence that she could have viewed the violation occurring on Auburn. And finally...
Well, that's once she's on Auburn. You know, I guess his theory is that she can see the violation at the very outset when she sees him before he makes the turn, and then once she's proceeding behind him on Auburn, it wouldn't be visible anymore.
That's the question that's left unanswered. Judge Reinhart never made a finding of fact where she saw this violation.
Worthen, you're running into your rebuttal. If you could continue if you want, or just reserve.
I would like to continue if the court has questions. And I'd also just like to point out that without these findings of fact, with all these questions in the record, what is the judicial function here? I mean, this finding at page 3 of Douthert's appendix, of Judge Reinhart saying he believes that the police officer believes she has probable cause, what was the judicial function here? What facts did the government come into court and prove up? We submit on this record that they proved up no fact, and I would reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sparrow.
Thank you. May it please the court. Michael Sparrow on behalf of the government. The district court did make the appropriate findings. The district court found that Officer Kennedy's testimony was credible, and her testimony was that she saw Kenneth Douthert driving, turn, make a right turn in front of her, and that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. That's what the district court adopted. Those findings were his findings, and that's enough to establish probable cause.
If only he had said it the way you just did, because actually he never quite comes out and says it in such a crisp way. He instead goes into all of this, I believe that he believed that somebody else believed, you know, that the seatbelt was not engaged. And, of course, that's, you know, that's the only question here, because once that fact is ascertained, then everything else follows. But it is a kind of an unfortunate record with the northbound, southbound changes in the police report. How can we be sure that that's what he thought and it wasn't just some subjective, you know, these look like the kind of people who wouldn't wear seatbelts sort of observation?
Judge, I agree with your analysis that it was clumsily worded. However, that doesn't change the fact that he made the credibility determination that he did. And what he said was he believed Officer Kennedy.
And he said, I believe that Officer Kennedy believed that the seatbelt wasn't engaged.
And that's enough to establish probable cause. Officer Kennedy testified that those were her observations.
What if he said in a different case, you know, I believe that Officer Smith believes that there are exigent circumstances in this house, you know, is that enough to allow somebody to burst into a house?
Well, I think that takes it one step further because we have no idea what the exigent circumstances would be. Here it was pretty clear that the only issue was whether or not Kenneth Dothard had his seatbelt on, and that wasn't a mystery to anybody in the courtroom. And Judge Reinhardt simply stated that he believed her testimony, that that's what she saw, and that's enough to establish probable cause.
Now, the problem is, you know, at what point do we move from the objective basis for probable cause that's absolutely required under the cases to somebody's subjective perception that something's going on that might or might not be reliable? We have an objective test, and we need to, it's a square peg in a round hole. We need to get this testimony about what everybody's believing into an objective framework.
I think it was an objective framework, Your Honor. Judge Reinhardt listened not only to the testimony of Officer Kennedy, he also listened to the testimony of the defendant, the testimony of the passenger, Nazarell Wilson, and assessing all of those persons' credibility, he determined that Officer Kennedy was the most credible.
Ever resolve the northbound, southbound issue?
He does not specifically resolve that issue. What he says is he believes Officer Kennedy's testimony. And in adopting Officer Kennedy's testimony, she saw him turning right from
so
Auburn,
that has to be
from Central
southbound.
Onto Auburn, and he didn't have a seatbelt on, and that's enough.
Okay.
If the court has no further questions, we would ask that the district court's rulings be affirmed.
Thank you. You've got about a minute for your rebuttal.
Judge Reinhardt did not adopt Officer Kennedy's story. It just isn't there. At page 3 and page 4 of Douthart's appendix, he did nothing of the sort. All he did is state in conclusory fashion that he believed that this police officer believed that she had probable cause. He didn't make any findings of fact. If he did adopt her story, then he would have done that. He would have said that the car turned right, she had a clear view, the seatbelt was off. He never did that. And I will just like to state briefly that this case is distinguishable from the Green case because in Green, this court had nothing to deter. But on the record here, where the government didn't even prove one fact that would support a prudent police officer's belief that the seatbelt was off, that didn't prove one fact that would lend any justification for pulling this individual over, that is flagrant police misconduct, which distinguishes this case from Green. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Horson. And also, thank you very much for taking the appointment in this case. You're vigorously representing your client. Thank you.